1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. And welcome back to the program. I want to remind you we're broadcasting live from New York City, and we will be here through tomorrow night. And all of course, our broadcasts and all of the fun that we're having and all of the fun that we're having and you're not having is brought to you by Priceline.com, Phil Henry's official travel provider for airline tickets. I can hear Bobby and Steve Dooley on the other. Are you there, Bobby, right now?
Sure, I am.
All right, hold the line for just a second. Brought to you by Priceline.com, the official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all your travel needs today. Bobby, I wanted to talk to you and Steve. Where are you guys right now?
I'm sorry, Phil. What'd you say?
Where are you guys right now?
You know, we're over at one of the boys' soccer matches, Phil. And I haven't heard the intro music.
The intro.
Oh, the music. All right, hit the music so she can hear that.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association, and this is Southern California Lifestyles. Today, I'll be talking with my husband, Steve, about what you can do to make your family safer during these very difficult times that our country is having. I'm sorry, Phil, that music is...
You like that, huh?
It does relax me, and we've had a very difficult week at Western Estates.
This surrounds, if you can get to a quieter spot, because one of the kids is playing soccer, huh?
Yeah, it's the youth, it's our church league, and Seth's team is in Division II, and so we're really excited about what's going on today. We've had a very tough week.
Now, does this surround wearing surgical masks? You and Steve have taken to wearing surgical masks within the Homeowners Association?
Within our community, Western Estates. Steve and I believe that it is the prudent thing to do, and I really think so, and my husband believes. We live in uncertain times, and so wearing a surgical mask, wearing a hazardous material mask, we think can be the prudent thing to do. We know it's a little off-putting.
Are you at your son's soccer game? Are you wearing them now?
Yes, we are.
And because that doesn't, you have the phone up under the mask?
I've just pushed the phone up under the mask right now, yeah. I know it's very strange. And
are you getting strange looks?
I think a lot of people understand, and we're not really into what other people think. Steve and I...
we don't care what people think.
What's that, Steve?
We don't care what people think.
We really don't care what people think. We will wear our surgical masks. We will wear our hazardous material masks because we think it's the right thing to do. And my husband believes in these uncertain times...
Well, Janice Greeley and Ray Greeley are friends of yours. Were you invited to a potluck at their house?
We were, right.
We were at potluck.
Yeah, I know. Steve, I can only talk to one of you at the same time.
Just hold on.
We were at potluck.
I know. I can only talk to one of you guys.
Sorry.
We went to a potluck at Janice and Ray Greeley's house. And I walked in, and she asked Steve and I about the masks, and we said it's the prudent thing.
So you've walked into the home of a friend of yours wearing surgical masks?
Yes, and the latex gloves.
We have the latex gloves too, Phil.
You guys, all right, I just want to be clear. I know that people are afraid these days.
Have you been reading the newspapers? Have you been watching? We love the O'Reilly Report. Have you seen Bill O'Reilly? People are afraid of things in the mail.
No, I understand that, but you're at a friend's house wearing surgical and hazardous material masks, so she asks you to remove them, right?
Yeah, you know, I didn't understand that. Janice said to me, would you please remove the mask? And I said, I don't understand. And she said, because it's insulting. And I said, Janice, I don't mean to insult you, but it's the prudent thing, it's the right thing.
Is she a friend of yours?
Yes, she's a very good friend of mine. But I'm sure you understand, Phil.
We don't know where she's been.
We don't know anything about her personal hygiene. We don't know anything about, you know, the hygiene of her kids. I don't know who cleans her home. I don't know how often she cleans her home. So we wore the masks, and that's all there was to it. Now, they brought out the cocktails, and everything was fine. Steve and I pulled out our flex straws, and we were...
What is a flex straw?
The flex straw is what we use for the drinks.
You gotta be able to wear the mask.
Again, I can't talk to both of you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The flex straw is what we use to get under the mask.
So you're sipping your drinks through a flex straw that goes up underneath... a hazardous material mask that you're wearing in a friend's house, and she's insulted. And I got to tell you, I can't blame her.
Phil, these are dangerous times. if it was any other time...
Well, what do you think she's got in her house? Biohazardous material?
I don't know. I don't know who cleans her kids. I don't know who scrubs the walls in that house. I don't know who takes care of her personal hygiene. I don't know anything about it. And
we had an apple martini with a flex straw.
Yeah, we had two apple martinis with flex straws in the glass. And
all right, and she asks you to leave.
She told us if we didn't remove the masks, we had to leave. And I was absolutely mortified. This is what I called your producer about. My heart was palpitating.
You almost blacked out.
I almost blacked out. I said, I cannot believe this. She said, how dare you insult me? I said, Janice, are you reading the newspapers? Have you seen the Bill Riley factor on the MSN, on the Fox?
On Fox NBC.
On Fox NBC. Have you seen
that? Okay, well, all of that stuff aside, whether the O'Reilly factor, you got surgical masks on in a private home. And
but she asks us to leave. I'm the Homeowners Association president. And I said to her, you know something? You throw the Homeowners Association president out of a potluck. And I am so... You might as well put your genitals into a desk fan and turn it up to high, because...
All right, I don't need that.
No, that is how insulted we were.
And if we're the Homeowners Association president... And if
well, you're in the woman's house wearing a surgical mask, a hazardous material mask, latex gloves, and you basically said to her, I don't know about your personal hygiene. This is a friend of yours.
It's the prudent thing to do. And
you know about all the disease.
I know all about the disease, Steve. I know all that everything that everybody is worried about, but this is somebody that you know. Have you been to her home before?
We went before. But, you know, there had been times I'd be at her home and I'd say, there's something odd about the smell. There's something strange about her children. And I put two and two together after September 11th and I said, we are not going to that home again unless we are wearing some kind of a glove or a boot.
All right, hold on for a minute here. Bobby Dooley from the...
We have the music, too.
Okay, let me get back to the music. I'm sorry. What is it?
It's the music.
Gotta have it.
All right, here's your music.
Thank you. My heart was palpitating, and...
Gotta have it.
All right, I don't want your heart to palpitate. There's your music.
Okay.
Better? Are you better, honey?
I'm better. Just go ahead.
Can it now.
Can the music.
Breathe in through the nose and
out through the mouth. All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here to the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association talking about the fact that they're wearing hazardous material masks everywhere now, surgical masks. You wearing them everywhere?
Only into the homes of people that we think are suspect. There are a lot of people who keep a home. I wouldn't keep a home the way they do. And there are some people who, there are certain smells, there's certain odors, there's certain ways that their children look. There are certain kinds of cars that they drive and the clothes that they wear. All of these things could be contaminated. And it doesn't say anything about the person.
We love Janice and Steve. They're really nice. They make a good martini.
They're wonderful people, but, you know, when a certain odor hits your nose... And
okay, so you're at their home and they threw you out.
Yes, and I'm the Homeowners Association president.
I would think that people have a right to tell anyone that they want...
Not the president of the Homeowners Association.
If we're wearing a surgical mask, they ought to know that's what they should do.
Well, they're not going to copy you because you're wearing a surgical mask. They're going to wear a surgical mask?
Phil, our CC&R state clearly that if the president of the Homeowners Association thinks that there is some kind of a hazard to the community, then everyone should take the dictate from us. Now, we have the hazardous material masks. We have been giving them...
Hold on for a minute. I got to hit the music again. Is she all right, Steve?
Hold on for a minute. Turn it up louder.
Well, what am I doing here?
Okay. I am so sorry. I'm so embarrassed, but I've had palpitations for the last week since this happened. And
what's the upshot on this thing?
Well, the upshot is she threw the Homeowners Association president out of her home and her husband because we were wearing hazardous material masks and latex gloves. What is insulting about that when your home smells the way it does? And
what's insulting is you wearing the mask in the home because you're saying that her home smells like that.
You know what, Phil? Maybe she'd get a good cleaning woman in there. I don't know. Now, I am sitting here staring, and may God forgive me for doing this.
Don't tell him, Bob.
No, I am sitting here staring at an envelope. I crushed up some chalk from my children's playroom, and I've got a stamp on that envelope.
Now, wait, hold on for just a second.
I am so tempted to just put the fear of God into her.
Put the fear of Jesus in her. I don't think she'd do it.
Don't send any ground-up chalk through the mail. That is going to put you into jail, okay?
And she throws the Homeowners Association out, the president, because I happen to think her home smells like... You know, my uncle died 3 years ago, and they found him after a week. And I can tell you...
Okay, look, at if the... I don't want to know about...
Smells like a dead man. And for the...
Oh, hold on for a minute. I'm having to process too much information about your home.
Not in the music.
Get the music. Where is it? Get it. Take the mask off of her face.
Huh?
Take the mask off. She can breathe better.
I can't hear you with the music.
Well, then I got to turn it down. Take the mask off.
All right, take the mask off.
Phil, do you understand what a situation arises when someone humiliates you the way that she's humiliated me?
You put a mask on, you went and turned that off. You put a hazardous material mask on and went into her home. What do you think people would think?
Then she should get a good cleaning woman in there. It's called Lysol. I don't know.
Look, the soccer game and the music and her palpitations, I don't know whether or not this is going to be anything that we can deal with. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I recognize that people are a little bit on edge. I don't know that walking into someone's home wearing a hazardous material or surgical mask because you think the place smells or you think her kids aren't clean enough. Now, she was thrown out of that woman's house for insulting her. She now says you can't throw the Homeowners Association president out of a potluck. That's like, well, I'm not even going to quote what she said. She made some reference to mutilating genitals. And she has also said, and you heard it, that she's thinking about sending ground-up chalk through the mail. You're going to have to tell her when we get back on that she can go to jail for that. And whether she's having heart palpitations, whatever. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. We're in New York, brought to you by Priceline.com. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And we're in New York City, brought to you by Priceline.com. Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And I am told I have to play this music by contract. Are you out there, Bobby, now still at your son's game?
Yes, Phil. And,
I can't hear her. You there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Are you wearing a surgical mask right now? Let me just bring people up to speed. You wore a surgical mask into a friend's house. They threw you out. They were insulted. And now you are thinking about sending her ground-up chalk through the mail?
You know something, Phil? What I have done and what is within my purview and right as the Homeowners Association president... Can I hear a little more of the music, please? Is to take away her key to the tennis court. And we have also decided that her remote to the gate should be removed.
All of this punishment because she didn't like you wearing a surgical mask in her house. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Tina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Tina, go ahead.
I think Bobby is absolutely ridiculous.
I
am shocked
I have to
that
agree.
You have friends, let alone anyone that would invite you over to their house the way you behave. I don't care if you're president of the United States. If you have friends, you don't treat people this way. I am part of the Homeowners Association.
Are you the president?
Let me talk.
Excuse me, but are you the president?
Now let the lady talk who's calling from Salt Lake, okay?
I am part of the Homeowners Association. And
you are
our president would never act in the asinine manner that you are acting.
So in other
words,
I'm supposed to walk?
I don't care who you think you are, judging people, talking to them about their cleanliness of their children, trying to scare them.
Well,
the way that you are thinking of scaring them is landing you in jail.
Is the host there?
I'm here.
When do I get to speak?
We've heard you speak for 20 minutes. I'm trying to hear what this lady is saying. Okay?
Well, may I say one thing? What is your name?
My name is Tina.
Oh, so you walk into someone's home, filthy, the children are filthy, you don't know where they've been, you don't know where the people have been, and you don't have a mask on.
So you're telling me
I just want to be clear on this. You don't wear latex gloves?
And most people don't wear latex.
You call these people your friends, yet you walk into their house with filthy children. I know who my friends are. I know how my friends keep their house. I know how my friends keep their
children. We don't take a bath with them.
Look, I have to ask the husband to please just back.
We don't take no shower with them.
Yes, that's a very good point, Tina.
Don't go to their house.
Don't go to their house.
If you're too good for these people, don't go to their house.
I'm the president of the homeowners. I'm appalled at you.
I'm just surprised at who you think you are. I don't care if you're president of the United States. Give me a break.
What do we need the music again? I'm sorry.
I have heart palpitations as a result of this humiliation visited upon me and my family.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't be on the radio. You're giving yourself more heart palpitations having to have the music. Go see a therapist. Get over it.
Why do I need a therapist? I'm very insulted by that comment.
You need a therapist because of the way that you're behaving on national radio.
What am I doing that's so unusual?
You got to hear music so your heart doesn't palpitate.
Exactly, Phil.
What else?
What else? That's enough. You're walking around with a mask on.
You know, this is really interesting. You can kill the music. My heart stopped. This is really interesting. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. Don't you think people should consider it a
I think people should
There's your stupid music.
Caution in this time.
Okay.
But dictating the way that people should wear masks, dictating the way that they should run their households. You know, President of Homeowners Association,
I have only one ovary. I'll have you know I have only one ovary.
That is irrelevant, ma'am.
Okay,
That's irrelevant.
I have one. I almost died giving birth to my three boys.
That has nothing to do with this conversation.
Can we please stick on the topic?
I am sticking to the topic, and the topic is
this. Well, you having one ovary is completely irrelevant.
Now, my wife's only got one ovary.
We got that she's got. What has that got to do with it, Bobby?
I almost died giving birth to my three boys.
Okay, that's irrelevant, ma'am. Can we move forward and talk about your behavior and the way you're trying to dictate your homeowners association?
Let me ask
you
a question here.
What do you think this woman scared? You're locking her out of her tennis race?
Is it better now?
Yes.
The fact that I got to play music so your heart won't palpitate and you won't have breathing spasms in and of itself is ridiculous, okay? Now,
my wife's been called all kinds of names on your show. My wife has one ovary and I had testicular cancer 3 years ago.
Sir, your medical problems?
Think about that.
We don't care about. You're on the show speaking about
Tina,
a specific
I want you to
topic.
Consider the fact. I want you to consider the fact. I have one ovary. My husband has only one testicle. We walk out into the world every day frightened to death of the stench that emanates from, yes, I'll say it, homes such as yours.
Go live in a bubble. Go live in a bubble, ma'am.
I don't want to live in a bubble.
I live in a fantastic neighborhood. I don't live in a stench. A, you don't know me. B, I don't want to hear about your medical condition.
Oh, so you haven't
been reading the conversation.
Did you read the Riley Factor?
Have you been reading the Bill Riley Factor?
All the time,
whatever, man. It's a freaking TV show. You don't read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and what about the Riley Factor?
The president has told us, do not be afraid. Mm-hmm. You're doing exactly what the terrorists want us to do.
That's
running
right,
around
Tina.
With masks on.
That's a very good...
Set a good example.
Well, what I heard from Janice Greeley, your friend, was that every time you walk by the home, you slip the mask on.
Yes, of course. What's wrong with that?
So she's staring out her kitchen window, doing her dishes.
We have no evidence she does dishes. And that's what I mean about the stink.
Well, whatever. She's staring out her window, and she sees as you walk by, slipping the mask on. And this is a friend?
Yes, she invited us to a potluck. Tina... A potluck is something that people invite you to.
I'm sure the lady knows what a potluck
is. I'm aware of things.
She pulled the lid off of something that she was going to serve to me. And I will tell you right now, not since roadkill.
All right, well, you know what? I don't. Tina, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-86 roadkill, huh?
I don't know what they're cooking, they're boiling goat.
We'll be right back.
866. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And I'm here with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Bobby, I need to ask you a question. Bobby, there?
Yes, sir.
I need to ask you a question. You went to Janice and Ray Greeley's home, and they served you some food, and Janice says that you didn't eat any of it.
No, we were just waiting for them to take the first bite, that's all. And I think that's prudent. I think what the president wants us to do is live our lives normally, but don't take any unnecessary risks. If you go to a friend's house for dinner, wait for them to take the first bite. Because
why?
You don't know. They're not prudent.
You don't know what's going to happen. I'm not saying she poisoned. I just don't know. And
by the way, your sons were with you to play with their sons?
That's correct.
Wearing rubber suits and goggles.
Yes, I don't understand.
What's wrong with that?
Well, don't you think that's in some... Between the two of you wearing surgical masks and your sons...
I can't take a chance with my flesh and blood. Don't get between a dog and his mate.
These are kids. You don't have...
What do you mean, don't get between a dog and his mate? You're the mother of these boys. I know you love them, but you got them showing up at a friend's house wearing rubber suits and goggles and latex gloves.
To be careful, because these boys... Look, I almost died for those boys. I'm not going to watch them become infected with some dung river fever.
Dung river fever right over there at Janice Greeley's house.
I don't know. But for that, she throws me out of her house. I don't get it. I'm upset by it. And she doesn't get her pool key back. And
well, to take away someone's pool key, who happens to be a member of the Homeowners Association, in my opinion, may be illegal, okay? Here is Eileen on the Phil Hendry Show.
You don't know what the law is.
Eileen, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I can hardly hear you.
Go ahead, ma'am. Can you hear us now?
A little better, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think this woman is very ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was a friend, why would you even bother going there? Why don't you just go to McDonald's and get a bite to
eat? Because I love them. I love them. I think they're both wonderful people. Wonderful people.
Well, wonderful, but wonderful. You're wearing... If someone came into my house with all that gear on, I'd throw them right out the window.
I beg your pardon?
You didn't hear me correctly?
I only have one ovary.
We got it about the ovary, okay?
Regardless of the ovary.
I have the one testicle. And the fact is, we did...
Well, then maybe...
I love these people. I love them. And
but you got your sons in a rubber suit.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Are you a mother, Eileen?
Am I a mother?
Yes.
No, I'm not a mother, but I have nieces and nephews. But I would never have the audacity to go to someone's house.
You don't understand how it is to be a mother.
I would never...
And to love your boys so deeply and so wonderfully. And so my boys are going to MIT. There's so much that I want for them and so little time. And can you imagine the three
sons... Why would you bother going there? Why don't you just go out to eat then?
Because she's a
wonderful... And maybe invite your friends out to eat and treat them.
Because she's a wonderful cook.
Why would you wait for her to take the first bite then?
Well, you never know.
You never know what she put in it.
Well, wait a second. She's a wonderful cook.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in her freezer.
A wonderful friend. Why would you ever, have any judgment on her?
Well, here's the thing, Eileen. I don't know if you're aware of the fact that there's been an anthrax scare in the country.
I'm not aware of the fact. Where do you think I live, under a rock?
Did you hear about it?
Did I hear about it?
Yeah, it's in the newspaper. See, what happened was...
Oh, is it?
Someone sent an envelope...
Yeah, we know what happened.
Yeah.
Well, if you're aware of it, then what's the big deal? Your questions... really betray a lack of knowledge on your part.
Yeah, you don't read too many newspapers.
Listen, lack of knowledge is something...
I only have one testicle.
Yeah, we got it already, man. Okay, nobody cares about that.
Yes, right. I mean, what's a testicle...
Bill and I talk about it. What's that?
Testicle and dinner have to do with it.
What's a testicle and dinner have to do with it?
Yeah,
in other words, you don't see the connection.
No, nobody does.
I don't see it, no. You
I
sound
don't see
like
the
you're
connection
really
between
a sick individual.
Your one ovary, his one testicle, and dinner.
Who cares?
I lost my testicle. I lost my testicle having a barbecue at a guy's house one night.
Yeah, I mean...
What was it from the food?
What's the price of apples?
No, somebody closed the barbecue lid on it.
Well, what was it doing in the barbecue? Are you people out of your minds? First of all, wearing a rubber suit with goggles and a hazardous material mask and a surgical mask into anybody's home is an insult to them, okay?
It's a big insult.
Then they could have had the good taste just to ignore it and not mention it. As it is...
It was a dare.
What was a dare?
I would have put you right out.
What was a dare, Steve?
I put my testicle in the barbecue.
Oh, that's really intelligent, man.
I told him about it. I thought it was stupid, too. We were there. There'd been drinking.
All right, listen, Eileen, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Can we stick to the point here? You guys telling me about your one testicle, it was a dare.
Well, you asked about it.
Jesus. Are you got to be out of your mind? You hung it over into the barbecue?
Yeah, I was driving drunk.
He'd been drinking. We'd had gimlets and apple martinis. And
great, and today he's got one ball because of his alcohol consumption, and you guys are wearing hazmat masks into your friend's house. You have to understand, if somebody came to my house and said, hi, here's Junior, he's here to play with your kids, and here's his rubber suit and his goggles and his latex gloves and his flex straw so he can stick it up under the mask, I'd be hurt.
Now, Phil, let me tell you.
By the way, you can smell hair burning.
When?
When I put my balls on
it. Oh, forget it! Let me go over here to hold on for a minute, Sherry. I'm going to move over here to, I believe it's Amy. Hi, Amy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to tell this woman that I have absolutely no respect for her. And if it was me, I would tell her to get out of my house. And there's no possible connection between this and that scare.
Why are we hearing it?
And
turn the music off. I don't care if you're having a breathing problem, okay?
Hello?
Go ahead, Amy.
There's absolutely between and she has one ovary and the guy has one testicle. That is
yeah, because he was stupid
irrelevant.
At a barbecue one night. He was dumb at a barbecue one night.
No, it's just the smell of burning hair reminds me of Janice Greeley's cooking, that's all.
She's a great cook, but a lot of what she dishes up smells like burning hair. And
oh.
I don't know what it is. What? Hello? Amy? Amy?
Amy is gone. We'll put Amy on hold. I don't know what happened to her. Let me go back over.
She's a wonderful cook. She got Bobby Flay's Boy Meets Grill. Just terrific. And
but her food smells like burning hair.
Other than that, it's great cooking.
I don't know. And if I could go and eat at her house, it reminds me of losing my testicles. It's really good.
You know, I'm tired of listening to you off the mic. Just get the phone away from him, okay?
Give me the phone. Give me the phone. There's something, sometimes there's hair in our food, and maybe that's it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. A rubber suit, goggles, a hazmat mask, and taking away her pool key, and all of this crap adds up to insult after insult, and you being the Homeowners Association president, in my opinion, doesn't give you the right to abuse people.
It does give me the right to enforce our CC&Rs. You lose your pool key, and you lose your right to a remote to the gate if you insult the Homeowners Association president by throwing her out of a potluck.
What do you mean, out of a potluck?
Yes.
You can throw her out any other time. If you're out of a potluck, you can't throw her out.
You guys get the goofiest rules.
Oh, you know, son, you're so jealous. You'd love to live where we live.
You like it. It's really neat.
Okay, I got to go to a phone call here. Sherry, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
We are trying to save the lives of our sons.
Hello?
We are trying to save the lives of everyone's children. Yes, Sherry, hi. This is Bobby.
Hi. I'm really trying my best to feel sorry for you. But I can't because my friends, if they needed help, if you felt her house was unclean, why didn't you say, you know, is there something I can do to help you? If she's your best friend, how can you say that her home is filthy? And the thing about the food, why, if you knew her home was filthy, you would go there to eat and have drinks.
You know what it is, Sherry? The best way to communicate the message to her was to walk into her home wearing surgical masks and full latex gloving with hip boots. And that sends the message, you need to clean it up in here. And you need to do something with your life.
No, the message
it does.
Would have
it
been.
Sends the and it wouldn't have been as insulting as just saying, oh, hi, Janice, could you clean your toilet of a house up?
I haven't had to wear a condom.
What?
You know, you with that's another thing. I mean,
wait a second. I gotta stop.
One testicle thing.
I did. I wore a condom in the house because
that's how frightened Steve is of this.
Let me tell you, you need to get some balls, okay? You know, because that's
you.
Your problem. Yeah. I mean, I just.
So you think it's funny that my husband self-mutilated?
No, I think it's ridiculous that he put him on a barbecue pit.
Absolutely, that's something some college kid would try if he's nuts. How old were you when you did that?
That was last year at Bill Johnson's birthday.
Last year? You had so many gimlets and apple martinis, you put your thing into the barbecue pit.
And then.
Well, no wonder her food tastes the hair if you got your balls in it.
Janice absentmindedly closed the lid.
I got grill marks on my nuts.
I think this is insulting. I think it's insulting to everybody out there with a serious concern. Do you know that a lady died in this very city from the hazardous materials you're talking about?
Phil, that's why we're doing what we can. And what Steve is doing with it, what? That's why we're doing what we can, Sherry, so that people don't get sick.
No, no. And the O'Reilly factor. I've never heard him say, wear a mask, wear gloves when you go to your friend's house. And I've never heard the president say that. I just don't understand how someone can go so far and claim to be sane. I mean,
Sherry, do you know what it's like when your husband's testicles look like fast food? Do you know the horror?
Because my husband would not have the
I live in a 6,000 square foot home. It's worth $750,000.
Well, that's wonderful for you.
I have a brand new spa, and you can't stand it.
Yeah, you don't like it.
You and people like you can't stand it. We live in a gated community.
Oh, so that's
we have
your
security
you're so
guard
much
and everything.
Better than everybody else. You should be.
We try to keep our home. Yes, we're trying to keep our community nice.
And so doing,
wonderful.
Your husband puts
we
his balls into a barbecue.
Nice too.
That's one of the ways you do it. Yeah.
Well, where do you live? Do you live in a gated community?
But how can you say?
And by the way, Steve, if you live in
nice and you're putting your things on the grill for folks that come over to eat.
First of all, what kind of neighborhood you live in? Have you got a Kenmore grill?
Do I have a Kenmore grill?
Yeah, you got gas grill or charcoal?
Well, we have both, actually.
Okay. He closed the lid of a gas grill on my thing.
See, it was a gas grill, and it was stubbed out of the house.
Great. Well, congratulations, Steve. Let me be the first to congratulate you that you put your penis into a gas grill with gas stubbed out of the house. That's great.
Built in, too.
Built in. Well,
what I'm saying is, if you guys want everybody to take you serious, that's actionable.
Is Richard Bosch there, the attorney? Because I think that's actionable.
What, saying you're nuts?
You talking about my nuts?
No, I'm saying you're nuts.
So in other words, my husband puts his thing into a stainless steel grill, and you're ignoring that. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Sherry. Go ahead. Your comment, please.
Well, I just feel like you really want everybody to listen and take you serious because you called the national radio station.
We don't want to hear about your husband's drunken escapades with a barbecue.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, if you are really serious about this and you're that afraid, then maybe you should take your children and your husband and your family in for therapy so that you won't be so afraid.
You don't send chalk through an envelope.
It's not really anthrax.
You don't do that. You can go to prison.
Well, I want to put the fear of Jesus into her.
Well, you better not do that. You do that, you'll go to jail.
Well, you know.
Cremora, too.
What?
Sherry, are you there? I think we.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just not believing this. When I first called, I thought it was some Halloween joke you had.
Yeah,
on
is this
the
some
air,
kind of a. Is this
believe.
Some kind of. Are you guys running a gag on us or what?
If you think that the people who have died from hazardous material is funny. Well, then, Sherry, you go right ahead and have your
no,
laugh.
No, I don't think it's funny at all. What I think
gas
you're
mask
doing
and my boys
is scaring
will wear
your children,
and matching
scaring your
green
neighbors.
And blue.
Oh, your boys are wearing rubber suits matching green and blue.
Yes.
I don't know what matches about green and blue.
Well, they go together.
Okay,
and
look,
you know
Sherry,
what?
I got to get
by
to
by the way, let me just tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
What's in her pot that may be so good to you, and you're all down on roadkill and this and that, let me tell you about that. You know, maybe you need to eat some roadkill so you can, you know, I mean, I don't understand.
You know, Sherry, I'm not the one that lives in Louisiana. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. And we do. And you know what? It's not
well,
so
just,
bad.
Well, Sherry, she just hung up. She hung up, so.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe she needed to.
Okay. Thank you for your call. Okay, the next time we book that nut on this show, I don't want to know anything about her husband gimlet drinking, martini drinking, and where he puts his privates. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
In New York City, that's where we are. We're here tonight, we're here tomorrow night, and then we're back in Los Angeles, back home in California. And this has just been nothing short of stupendous. Every single solitary experience that we have had in this city has been phenomenal. I said it last night. I don't want anybody back home to take me too serious, because a whole lot of things would have to happen before it ever really had to happen. But I would move here tomorrow in a, if you'll pardon the coining of the phrase, a New York minute. We have met nothing but the nicest people. We have had nothing but the greatest food. The waddling of Taylor and myself, the squeezing ourselves through the door to get out of here at night is a testament to that. As a matter of fact, I had a blood sugar count that had to be, you know, like through the floor, and the Ray's Pizza on 48th and whatever the hell it is, 108 millionth Street, came over and saved the day with a tremendous pizza, although my good friend Peter Trippi of Italian-American descent looked at it and said it was crap. You guys at Ray's, just forget about that, okay? It's great. I'm kidding. He didn't say that. Well, Peter is from Brooklyn, and, you know, as a kid, he would go and scrub windows and sweep the streets out in front of places where guys would get out of limousines and go, "Oh, Petey, how you doing, huh? Look, if you ever really want to make some money." And he went to work for Premier. But anyway, some big, fat, sweaty, greasy guy got out of a limo one day and said, "Yo, Pete, you want to make some money? You come with me." And so Greg Nowak brought Peter to Premier. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, it's brought to you by Priceline.com, it being our show, Phil Hendry's official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all your travel needs. We got the car from the house to the airport, and then from the airport to the, you know, into the plane, and then the plane. Fantastic. Everything has been so wonderful, and we're going to be so sorry to leave. I'm going to tell you that. We're leaving this weekend, Maria and I. She's leaving a little bit earlier than me. And we got a little bit of bad news. It's cool. Our daughter, Catherine, broke her arm yesterday, roughhousing on the lawn in front of the house. You know what's interesting is that her brothers have never broken a bone, because her brothers, nice guys, they're a little wussy. I shouldn't say that. They're tough. They're rough, tough guys, but they would never do things like somersaults. And she went out and she broke her arm, and we got the word, but she's going to be fine. She's got a nice cast on her arm that she can, have people sign. But anyway, what I wanted to say about our stay here in New York has been tremendous. The food has been fantastic. As you guys know, I've been talking all about the restaurants, because while Maria's gotten out, and as a matter of fact, today is the first day of the Radio City Music Hall Christmas show, and the line's around the block for that thing. You can't get a ticket for the producers. Maria was able to squeeze in to see Mamma Mia over at the Winter Garden on Broadway. People are going out. People are going to the shows. The people of New York are keeping the city just jumping. And that's the wonderful active life that we've seen here since we've gotten here. And the baseball. I mean, I can't take a call. I hear music in my head. I have to leave now. The Yankees, go Yanks! Like I said, everybody in New York likes baseball. Unlike what I said last night, which is like nobody cares. We'll be right back.